Okay, this is courtroom observer conference call. It's December 14th, 2016, and we've been talking about New York clerks basically having a clause that says they can choose to file or not to file whatever they feel like. And so we're talking about, you know, how to get due process with that. But Jan, why don't you say what you were saying about the procedure that you were talking about?
Well, okay. John had said something. I don't know that it pertains to this, but it sounds reasonable in this situation, that when due process isn't followed, that we can come, you know, back and ask them to show cause and then show us by what authority that they have circumvented due process. And so then if the clerk, and now I'm speaking on my own here, not what I believe John said, that when if a clerk would say, well, I can do this because there's a clause, then we want them to put the clause in writing and show who, I'm just, you know, throwing this out there, then we'd ask them to put it in writing, and then we backwalk it to find out if the clause really is there. Then we find out which of our servants voted that in, and then we go about the process of, I would think, we'd go about the process of having that repealed as unconstitutional. And I yield.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's an idea, too. That's a good discussion for Monday night, really.
Okay.
You know, I know John's been doing a lot of papers that sound really good.
Yeah.
All of them do. So we'll see. I like the letter he wrote to Trump.
Awesome. I know, it was great.
Yeah, this will be very interesting to see what happens, too, because, man, whatever they keep trying to do to put Hillary in, it just backfires, backfires, and backfires. And now I was reading that the FBI is countering the CIA coup of Trump. So the departments are fighting each other.
Woohoo! Yay! They should.
Well, there's good guys in it, too, you know.
That's right.
You know,
I agree. They've probably been threatened the same way that the people have been, you know, by illegal laws. But maybe they're all getting maybe they're all getting it together that no, we've had enough too.
Well, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, even within, you know, the fake court system that we're dealing with, there's still good people that work in there, and they're silently cheering us on because they did not go to college and get a degree and get a job thinking they were getting a job for the with the mafia. You know?
Yeah.
They didn't think
that. And I'll tell
you
something that I was involved in the 90s was when we were trying here in Kansas City, we were trying to get laws passed against domestic violence. And so the Domestic Violence Network locally here had court watchers, and that was me. I volunteered to do that because I was on a job where I could go to the court and did the same type of thing that you're doing, Laura, with the courtroom observers. And there was judges that just what you said, they couldn't do but what they had legislation to do, but they were, like, all for it. You know, there really wasn't any resistance to it that I recall from the judges.
Right, and it depends on, you know, how corrupt or not corrupt the area that you live in. Like, to me, I think I live in Mayberry because nothing's really – I haven't noticed – I've been trying to find stuff wrong here. But I haven't seen where there's a land grab like there is out west. You know, I accept that, yes, we are up against the pipeline here, too. And I actually got a map. Somebody drew a map of the United States and all the pipelines they're doing and all the sacred lands they're going through. And it's interesting. It's just everywhere. You know, I mean, it might as well, the whole country might as well be black, you know, from pollution. from the leaks, you know. And then there is a leak. There's a leak. There's a really bad leak above Standing Rock right now.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Yeah.
Hello?
Are there a lot of people on the call right now, Laura?
Hello?
There's nine.
Okay. Have you heard anything, what's going on, like with Soros?
Well, I heard he was dead. I mean,
Yes, he is.
He is dead?
They rounded up his whole family, right?
What? No, you got to tell me this.
And Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton's in the hospital?
Well, I heard Bill Clinton's under house arrest.
Right. Okay, this all pertains to it. And this is, I was sent this email today by a close friend of mine. And the main article was under Veterans Today. And the name of the article is The Hidden History of the Incredibly Evil Khazarian Mafia Updated.
Oh, interesting,
okay.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to read that, I'll tell you what, it is awesome. Well, then it goes to a site, and the site is called Kent Dunn, Gateway to Victory.
Oh, yeah, Kent Dunn, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, and it's about the cabal world political leaders being rounded up.
Oh, right. I heard him talking too. Yeah, I've been listening to him a bit. Yeah, because the thing is we're here's what I wanted to tell you too. Since we're on this subject, is okay. South Korea impeached their president, and has anybody heard that yet?
No.
Okay, this is why they impeached her, is that she has a not because she's gay, but she has a female lover who is a bazillionaire, and she's totally, and her lover is totally connected to the satanic ritual stuff and the Clinton Foundation, and that is why they impeached her.
Right. Well, if you read this article from Veterans Today and the Kent Dunn Intel Report cabal, world political leaders being rounded up, you will see how this all comes together.
For Pete's sake.
Wow.
And if anybody wants the website for this victory, Gateway to Victory, it's the regular https://gatewaytovictory.wordpress.com.
Oh, okay.
And it's 2016/12/13. Then it's got Kent-Dunn-Intel-Report-Cabal-World-Political-Leader-Being-Rounded-Up.
Okay, so if you put in Google Kent Dunn and Victory of the what? Victory? If you put in Kent Dunn, Victory, Gateway to the Victory, to Victory, you probably would come up with that, wouldn't you?
Probably. If not, you can go to Veterans Today.
Today and find it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's easier than all the stuff you said.
I know. It's crazy. Kent Dunn states that he received a call from one of his contacts deep inside the resistance movement. White hat military of the United States and Russia are working together. White hat foreign troops are being staged at Denver Airport in Colorado for the arrests that have been taking place over the weekend of December 10th and 11th, 2016. And then there's a YouTube video about it. Then it says the dark cabal leaders are being arrested and others are being put under house arrest. Kent Dunn states the following names were put under house arrest. For those who are not familiar with the term house arrest, the following definition from Wikipedia is provided. Then it just goes on and it describes what house arrest is. And then it says...
So did in Kent Dunn said he confirmed that George Soros is dead?
Yeah. Okay, hang on a second. It goes, the names of the people under house arrest so far that he's listed, there's a lot more, but this is what he listed. The Clinton crime family, specifically named William Bill Clinton, the Bush crime family, David Brock. I don't know who he is, but I've heard his name. I'm not sure. But anyway, then it says underneath there, George Soros' son, and then George Soros has been reported dead, killed by Benjamin Fulford and Kent Dunn in previous intel reports. Any sightings by George Soros?
No, he wasn't. Benjamin Fulford said he was killed, but Benjamin Fulford didn't kill him. That's what it sounded like. He said Benjamin Fulford killed George Soros.
Well, this was reported by them, reported dead.
Yeah, it was reported by them, for sure, yeah.
Right. They didn't kill him, though. Then it says...
I go, really? Okay. Anyway, so, see, that's the whole thing, is once I heard that, I was thinking, okay, so all these crazy, stupid protests that he was paying people to do, I'm sure that's all fizzled out by now. I haven't heard anything about those.
Right. It's all falling apart. And it said any sightings by George Soros can either be considered clones, body doubles, or disinformation. Here's a list of Soros' children under house arrest. Alexander Soros, Jonathan Soros, Andrea Soros, Robert Soros, and Gregory Soros. The White Hats are in operations to stop the Rothschilds crime family and are trying to avoid bombing the Rothschilds' castles, which contain valuable artifacts, art, and ancient treasures. Kent Dunn states the castle's located in Switzerland. And they're...
That report you're reading is really familiar. I mean, I did read it.
The fires that were going on just a week or so ago in Tennessee and Kentucky down in that area?
Yeah, that was from the undergrounds being burnt out.
Right. They're burning out all of their bunkers and stuff.
They were burning out their underground cities and stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what the fires were all about.
For cats.
And David Rockefeller was seen down in Antarctica along with Buzz Aldrin. And in Antarctica, there's a big underground facility that they were trying to go in there, but they were stopped.
Right. And the other thing is that they have been trying to escape off the planet and they've been being shot down. That's where all these people are seeing these big bright things that they think are meteors and, you know, blowing up and stuff is actually the cabal.
Right.
True. They were trying to kill.
Is this the Art Bell Show? Does anybody really think that you can clone an 85-year-old man to make him look exactly like he is?
No.
I know that they've been doing, you know, cloning for a long time, but the clones aren't very stable.
Yeah.
And
right.
They break down really fast, but I have to say there is a YouTube. Do you remember when George Bush Sr. was in Japan and they said he threw up?
Yes.
Okay, if you go on YouTube and you look for that video, he was shot, and he fell dead in his plate, and they scrambled like crazy to, you know, change the situation up, and the next thing you see is that you can tell that they must have spliced the video, and all of a sudden he just stands right up and acts like nothing happened.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really crazy. It's been on YouTube for years.
Wow. That's the first I heard of that one. That's cool.
But do you think they can make him look exactly like him?
Well, here's the thing. I think that there's double, you know, people that look alike. You know,
yeah.
They pick people that look alike. Hollywood knows how to do makeup. There's that. But I have heard that they're cloning operations, and especially if they're burning their, you know, the underground stuff, that a lot of the underground stuff has been destroyed in the last few years. And in 2011, in August, remember all those earthquakes they had under in Colorado, and then they had one right in Virginia, right here where I am. My mom, I wasn't living here then, but my mom heard it. She said it sounded like a bomb going off. And it went all the way up to D.C. and cracked the Washington Monument. And I heard that that was, you know, those were, because these earthquakes, these supposed earthquakes aren't behaving like, you know, like an earthquake. They're not being, they don't register that way. And that some of the underground stuff was destroyed then. And so I think that's been an ongoing thing. And I don't know that their clone facility is even working anymore. That's why I think, you know, Hillary and Bill really just on their last clones.
Yep. And I also heard that Putin had been killed, or he's dead, and they have a clone for him.
Well, I've heard he's had several, you know, clones and lookalikes, but whoever is behind him is working for the good guys.
Right.
Whatever clone.
And Trump is working with them as well. He knows all about this.
Yeah, I know.
He's got to be in his glory.
Well, he needs, I mean, you know, I know that he's protected because they definitely, you know, wanting to take him out.
And I also heard when the inauguration comes around in January, there is going to be thousands of military there. And he's going to have the most...
And bikers and stuff, I know.
I know. And all his old veterans and all the military that's in active duty. And so that's going to be interesting to see as well.
Well, because the military knows that they didn't go to bomb Russia because Hillary wasn't announced president.
Right.
You know, that I think that's the other thing, is they still are trying to, you know, grasp at straws to put her in, and she's still, you know, trying to blame Russia for her loss, and, you know, so that she can still get in there and bomb them. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's amazing how some people can't accept defeat. They should watch Wide World of Sports, The Agony of Defeat.
Well, you know, this isn't really, this is, I mean, this is about a whole world system that is crumbling.
Yes. Well, the Bible says in end times they will dig a pit for us so deep that they will fall in it.
Yeah.
Actually, that you're right. That is what we're watching, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And see, the transition that's going to happen is the money system is going to go down with it all. And a lot of people aren't going to survive it. And it's the people like us that have the knowledge and the wherewithal and are on board with everything, preparing, are the ones that are going to really make out well.
Right.
And we're going to have to help them that aren't up to speed and try to get this information to them. As I don't think they'll listen to them, to us, a lot of them won't. None of my friends will.
Well, the only thing is that maybe they will once everything starts falling apart.
Right.
And somebody's, you know, they really don't have any choice but to listen to it. I don't think.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you know, us nut jobs, finally somebody's going to listen to us.
Well, another thing I wanted to say, when somebody mentioned about that it's crumbling and they're gasping for their last breath, you know, if you take, even with children, you have to teach them how to lose. And these people have never lost, and they've never used the truth either. So they not only don't know how to recognize a loss when it comes at them, but they don't know either, I mean, even philosophically, that a falsehood is going to bring demise eventually. So, I mean, they have no, what I'm trying to get at is they have no way to recognize that they're in free fall.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
But it's been the Clinton Bush dynasty for how many years? And Soros and all them elites are behind all them all. Mm-hmm. And so they've been in power basically pulling the strings for all of these presidents and all the Congress people.
Well, Senator Kennedy.
So many people are going to go down with this thing when it actually does come down.
Well, it is. You're right. Well, what you just said and all these house arrests or whatever, that is, it is coming down. It's just that the mainstream media is still controlled by them to the ones that are left. I mean, it could be their bosses. They're all gone. They don't know what else to say. You know,
the rats are running off the ship.
I know. You know, what's really interesting to me is, you know, what I've noticed is these people, maybe they were a politician or a commentator or a journalist or whatever. And I remember, you know, watching them years and years ago, and now I've seen them and they seem like they're a totally different person to me.
Maybe they are.
Like chipped and mind controlled or whatever, you know?
For the better? For the better or worse?
Oh, really bad.
Would it change better for the worse now or for the better?
No, right now they're just really bad.
Okay.
You know, they're way worse. I mean, I'm like, really? They didn't seem like that at all before. They used to say, I don't know, either that or it's me. I don't know. Maybe it's me. But I just felt like I never heard, you know, I didn't used to hear them be so vehement or even unreasonable, you know, actually quite ridiculous, you know, about what they're saying now that doesn't even make any sense.
I agree with you there.
You know, where they used to make sense.
But anyway, I just wanted to bring that to your attention and anybody else's that wasn't aware of it.
It's interesting because to me, all this has to do with what we're doing. I mean, it's all in our favor that this is happening. Plus, you know, one of the things that I was getting, I thought, was that in Standing Rock, the sheriff's departments that left because their state constituents or their county or whatever was telling them, hey, we didn't vote for you or pay you to go and to another state and protect a corporation, you know, from the people. And these are sheriffs that have probably gotten all our documents. So I was thinking, I wonder if they're thinking back on those documents that we sent them.
Oh, I'm sure,
you know.
I'm sure.
You know.
The nice thing is, you can see the sheriff. But when the sheriff hears about the people, he don't know which one of the people it is. He can look into a crowd. And he doesn't know who's involved with NLA.
Right.
When people mention that the people are upset, automatically he's going to reflect on the paperwork, like you said, and realize that, holy crap, there's 10,000 people out here. I might not be going home tonight.
Yeah. And a lot of the attorneys and judges, too, they've got to start looking behind them now, too, for somebody to come up and snatch them because they've been complicit, you know, in all this legislation and all these, well, you all know what I'm talking about. I don't want to blab on, but, I mean, I'm just saying that they're going to be next if this is really going on.
They're controlled by the cabal as well.
Yeah.
They've been told how to rule and what to do, what to say. Who wins and who loses? And they may start singing.
Yep.
While they're going down.
Well, I think that is what's going on too. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about in the judicial thing, but maybe I think that they're all starting to feel it because they're seeing that the top people are, you know, being taken down.
I got an idea. What the NLA should do with all these defaults that they got in these habeas corpus cases and whatever, they should put them in as a public notice. And that way, when anybody does a search on any of these criminal judges or prosecutors, whatever, these defaults will come up.
Right. Good idea.
You know what? That's what somebody had that same kind of idea, like, I don't know, seemed like 2 years ago or whatever, somebody came up with that idea, which is saying that even if we can't, or they just do whatever they want and we haven't been able to get really due process, we could put on record their criminal behavior, and they have a record of it.
Exactly.
Through through NLA, we're kind of a watchdog group, you know.
Yep.
Right.
And
well,
that, if they want
public record.
If somebody pulls up your name or my name or anybody's name, it pulls up their record and all of the things that are attached to our lives. So if they filed all of those defaults, like that fellow was saying, under these people's names, now that's all going to show up in the record.
Oh,
right.
But the problem
is,
you got to get the clerk to file it. Hello.
Oh, right.
No, you don't. You don't have to do that. This is separate from the court. Public notices. There's a company that does it.
Yeah.
And it can't be removed.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
can you do that in your own little newspaper?
What's that?
Can you do that in your own hometown newspaper,
well,
too?
Well, yeah, you could do that, but it'd probably be a lot more expensive.
Oh, okay.
So this is like the Internet. I mean, it's just, like, simple to get on. I don't think most people are aware of it. Like, for example, if they want to put out a bid for a construction project by the government, not only do they put it in the paper, and they may not even do it anymore, because that's one of the things that brought it to my attention. In New Jersey, they're having an issue about the news. It's an interesting issue because the newspapers are upset because Krispy Kreme wants to remove that revenue from the newspapers, and they're all getting upset about it, as if the taxpayers are supposed to pay for their revenue. I mean, I thought they're supposed to be a profit-making enterprise, but now they want to guarantee that the government of New Jersey gives them this subsidy to put it in their print papers, when everybody can save a lot of money by just putting it on the internet in the public. Public notices on the Internet.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Right. Okay, but the Internet can be digitally changed, and once something's printed, if somebody has, you know what I mean, it's filed in the library then, in the stacks in the library, and, you know, I mean, I can see why people would still want legal notices in paper.
But most people, you know, everything's getting digital. I mean, most people don't even, you know, buy papers today. And if they want to read something, it's much more convenient to read it on your phone, you know, because it's always there. Or if you want something else, you know, you can look up something else.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's easy for them to delete crap, whatever they want to delete. But if it's in print, well, that's just my thought on it. I yield.
Well, you know what we should do? Look in, you know, every state has one of these public notice websites, and you can look into it yourself, and they say that they're not controlled by the courts, okay? Because if you go and, for example, you file a, or you get a default judgment from the court, nobody's going to know about it except for you, okay? You could actually probably, you know, do the same thing in a newspaper, but that you're going to have to pay per inch, and it's going to be a lot more money, you know? And it doesn't really matter, because anybody who's really wants to find out about someone, they're going to do it on the Internet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always see these sites where it says, go to this site and you'll never go to another one. Type in your name or type in the name of somebody and it will reveal everything about that person. And it's not a government website, so that's probably what you're talking about, huh?
Well, it's not exactly. This is actually a public, an official public notice, okay? This is not like a thing where, oh, look up your roommate's, credit history. No, this is a public notice that says this person, you know, whatever it is that you want to put in there, you know, an affidavit, you know, a default notice, you get screwed by a judge, you know, judge so-and-so screwed us and... therefore, we received a default notice. So it's, you know, probably not really limited. I don't really know what's going to happen because I've never done it before. But it crossed my mind when I was thinking about, for example, if you're going to do a commercial loan lien, you have to serve, you have to make it public notice about it. You have to serve the official, the judge or prosecutor, whomever did you wrong. And therefore... once you've done that, usually what they have, like, I don't know, like 21 or 30 days to respond. If they don't do that, then what you could do is you could put a default notice in the public notice. Now, like I said, this is separate from the government. And it's official and they can't remove it. I yield.
No, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it does.
And so what was the other one, the unofficial one that the other gentleman was stating, where you put in someone's name and it's just all the rumors and crap about them?
Well,
yeah,
go ahead.
No, I think, isn't that just when you go to a website, you'll see a picture of a girl or a guy, and it says, check out so-and-so. Go to this website, and you can find out all about them, their life history, pretty much.
Yeah, but that costs money. That's going to cost you like $35 a shot.
Oh,
wow.
Now, if you do the public notice thing, it's not going to cost anything because the public notice.
Thank you guys so much. That's very helpful.
Do you have the site for that place where you can?
Well, the funny thing is, each state has their own. Like, for example, in New Jersey, I looked it up. I don't have it in front of me right now. And I looked up the one in New York in case John, I want to talk to him about on Monday, want to make a public notice of all these habeas corpuses and whatnot that were defaulted on.
Absolutely. That's a heck of a good idea.
Hello?
That really is.
I know of a possible website. Can y'all hear me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. It's one called ripoffreport.com. But I don't know if they are exclusively with default judgments, but I would think we could probably call and ask them, would they set it up? And I do know that when one does post something, it can't be removed. Ripoffreport.com.
That's another good site, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, Crystal. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Well,
Crystal.
Well, from September to now, my brother died.
Oh.
My sister died. I just buried my sister Friday. My aunt died.
What?
I got her funeral.
Oh.
My cousin, I had five deaths. And I just got out the hospital a little while ago tonight. And I turned,
oh.
I said, I didn't even know today was even my birthday. And it's just been so much mess going on. But what's been happening here, too, with these illegal foreclosures and stuff, and I guess they're all starting to run scared. A friend of ours, how they've been changing the mortgages. Remember I was telling you to file the life use in that affidavit?
Yeah.
Okay. And so when I went to do my life use and stuff like that, right, the attorney goes, oh, no, you can't do the life use anymore. It's only good for 21 years. I said, no, life use could be, I could give myself life use, and I can give everybody else's name who I put on it life use, and I could leave it for 500 years. I said, and he goes, well, no, not under the law now. It's only 21 years, and then it has to be so. I said, no, because everything goes back to the attorneys and the probate. And that's why you don't tell anybody about the wills and stuff like that for heir property. He goes, oh, no, well, we still have to. I said, no, it does not. I said, by the way, I worked in all this all these years. I said, show me the state statute, you know? And because, as I said, the biggest money making that they make is on estates. Now, with this particular case that they just said they legally foreclosed on, which we brought the crazy media in on it, and Blumenthal, they're all aware of all this that's been going on right now because the debt collectors are the attorneys.
Right.
The so-called marshal changed the legal documents on that Saturday and said the foreclosure is going to be the 24th of November. The 24th of November was Thanksgiving. So they crossed it out, and this was on a Saturday, and they ran it through a fax machine, which wasn't even from the court, and changed it for that following Monday. And they went and had the doors drilled off. The former mayor is a part of the scam artist, and he's not even a marshal. All right, so this is all the crazy corruption that's going on. So, you know, and I said, where's the sheriff? You know. But as I said,
right.
You know, I said, and then my sister died shortly after that. So, you know, but there's so much craziness going on here. And, you know, but just people just got to be very, very careful and keep abreast on all this, and even like going to the courts and stuff like that. And when people got to go to courts, I said, I try to get the people to get a group and make sure you go there and just jot your notes and things down. But they are getting very, very nervous. And I caught some of the talk the other night with, I think John said he's going to be filing a lot of the other paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I said, with that life use and, which is very, very important for people to do, especially for older people, get things out of your name. And another thing, too, I just found out this week, too. If you are disabled and you are receiving, and you file for a tax return on Social Security, you don't have to file taxes. And I've been filing it, and I just found out for 10 years I had been getting ripped off, and I only could go back for 3 years, and they have to refund me all my money. So that's something, you know, people are unaware of. Some people know something that I didn't know. You know, and you have, if you are disabled, if you know anybody's disabled, they only go back 3 years, so they can go back, was it 2013, 14, and 15, and the deadline, I think, is April 15th to get that retroactive. And that's all, basically, I have to say on that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Chris, was that his disability? Was that just a disability?
I'm sorry?
Crystal, was that just a disability, Social Security money?
Right, Social Security disability. You do not have to file anything because it's all exempt. And, for example, if there's a husband that's, you know, because my sister, she was on it too, so I contacted my brother-in-law. If it's a husband and wife, filed separately. So if your income's under $30,000 under disability, you don't have to pay nothing at all. And the people, a lot of them just don't know this stuff.
Wow. Well, I don't claim any income tax. I don't file income taxes, and I'm on Social Security. And I haven't filed taxes since 1977, so...
Okay.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, we want to hear from you.
So tell me this. I'm curious because so you haven't filed since then, and you are on Social Security because you paid into that or what?
When I was younger, I worked in a canning factory, one of my first jobs. And throughout my lifetime, I've had three or four different jobs where I worked and they put me on the books before 77, before I knew what was going on.
Right.
But after 77 is when I was always, I worked for a garage in the collision shop, plus I had my own collision shop. And I never reported my collision shop. And then when I left the Chevrolet dealership, I kept my shop going. And I never filed again. I never paid any more. Never even filed anything.
Good.
And then I bought a tractor trailer, and I was over the road for 33 and a half years, and I never filed any income taxes for my trucking business.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes the time for retirement, I just fill out the paperwork, and I guess I get the same as what everybody else does. I don't know why.
Well, no, I'm kind of in that boat. I mean, I'm not old enough. I mean, I'm getting close. For some
Are you
security,
disabled?
No. I've been blessed with health, good health, so I'm not disabled. I don't take any medications or anything.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of different disables too. There's no stress, hypertension, all that stuff. That all falls under it. So that's good, though. Thank God you're healthy and all.
Yep.
Well, that's nice to know about you, that you're, you know, after doing all that, that you still get Social Security, because I'm kind of in a similar situation.
Right. I had a deal with them for a few years, you know, where they filed a notice of lien against me in three counties, and they kept hounding me by mail for money, and you know, they filed the income tax for me because, see, the Secretary of the Treasury is supposed to file it.
Did you file your 456?
No, I didn't file nothing.
Okay.
I didn't file nothing. I just sent him a letter of status, and I just asked him, I says, please provide for me a copy of the law that states that I'm required. How does it apply to me?
Right.
Never
well, that's what I've been doing this recently, and so because they did a notice of lien, which is not a real lien, but everybody acts like that's, you know, the useful idiots act like it is, and so I've been doing the same thing where they said, well, because I've been sending them, you know, those letters to show me whatever, and then I've been listing all the fraud they've been doing and also all their statutes back at them for the whatever, you know. And,
oh, really?
You know, they always default. They never respond to me. They never give me what I'm asking them for. And then when they respond to me, it's way over the date. And so that's what I'm getting ready to do is to, because they defaulted on the notice of lien, too.
Wow.
So I'm getting ready to, you know, close that, you know, so that they, you know, that it's null and void in the file. But, so I know what you mean.
They never will respond to you.
They don't respond to what, yeah, because then it basically the jig is up. But nobody,
no proof
you know,
of claim
no,
and all
nobody
that.
Sign, that's, they're all robo. Nobody signs anything on those things.
Right, computer-generated bills and notices and all this garbage, and there's no signature on there at all. And it doesn't even half of them don't even have an OMB number. And
that, I know.
Trying to scare you, you know, just trying to scare everybody. But
if
they put a lien, another thing too is what I did was when they said they had a lien against me in all three counties, and they were going to start attaching all my property. Well, I didn't have anything in my name. I took everything out of my name. And so they can only attach what you have filed through the state.
Right.
So I got copies of the liens, alleged liens, from every county, and they were not liens. They were notice of liens.
Right.
Okay. So whenever anybody files a lien in New York State, and I'm sure all the other states are the same, you have to have it recorded with the Secretary of State. So I sent a certified letter to the Secretary of State under the Freedom of Information Act or the open records request to furnish me copies of all of the liens that are filed under my name and my Social Security number. And he responded back to me, and he says, thank you for your response, or for your letter. And he said, there are, at this time, we find no liens filed under your that name or Social Security number.
Secretary
much,
of
Robin.
State, because
Secretary of State. Yep.
This is what just recently happened to me. And I've been frazzled just dealing with what I've been going through. I filed the bankruptcy because they tried to put my house in foreclosure. I've got my affidavits, my Byman page. I'm 7013th that filed in my town, and the property is my sole property. You know?
Right.
So now, as I said, show me proof of claim, you know, and when did I take it? I asked for a sworn notarized affidavit. They never came up with it. So now I have this case because they still owe me all my back pay money. Three cases, these attorneys settled my case, one in federal court, and they kept the money. I just found out my case was settled 6 years ago from an attorney whom I had fired, and they settled the case. Trial and all, and I wasn't even there. And I found out about the case accidentally when I went down to put in a docket number, and they gave me this other docket. I was like, what is this? You know? And that's how I found out about the case.
So it was a Star Chamber proceeding without you being there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, there's a book. There's a book that you all should have in your library, everybody. And it's by Dave Krieger.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Dave Krieger is the guy's name. And
mm-hmm.
the name of his website is Horizons. I think it's horizons.com. But the book is How Anybody Can Stop Paying Income Taxes. I think that's the name of it. Or maybe that was Irwin Schiff's book. But he's got a little book. Just type in his name, Dave Krieger. K-R-E-A-G-E-R.
Wait a minute. K-R what?
E-A-G-E-R.
K-R-E-A-G-E-R.
K-R-E-A-G-E-R. Yeah, just type in his name in a search, and it'll pull up. Lost Horizons is the name of his website. It's coming to my mind as I'm talking about it. And he's got a little book. He's got two books out now. He's got a second one out. And I was turned on to this book many years ago by a friend of mine who showed me checks from the IRS for all the money that he had paid in for his whole life. He got it all back. And he got his Social Security
wow.
money back. And he was going uh-huh. around giving seminars, and he was selling the books for whatever cost the book was. It was very cheap. It was only like, at the time, I think it was 20-some bucks, 20, 24 bucks or something like that. But I lent my book out to a friend of mine. Otherwise, I'd pull it up and give you the ISBN number, but I don't have it. But I don't know if Amazon might have it, or you can maybe find it in the bookstore.
Yeah,
but
I'll check. Yeah,
it has all the forms. It's got all the. It'll tell you how to get it all out, how to word all your documents and everything.
Well, that's great to know. Thank you.
Yes,
yeah.
absolutely.
You know, as I said, I've been missing all you guys. You know, using all my thoughts and prayers, and it's just like I said, oh, wait a minute. And when I just got home from the hospital, because I thought they were going to keep me, I got to go back because I'm a cancer survivor, and I got this big lump right now under my jaw, and they think it might be my Hodgkin. So they sent me home, but I got to go back to the hospital. I got to see my doctors tomorrow. So I'm
I
just
was wondering
to,
where you were. I was wondering where you were because we didn't hear from you. And God bless you. I'm so sorry to hear about your mishaps, you know.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Keeping our prayers because...
Yeah. Because I tell you, I said I just been missing all my calls. And I said, my God, I said, when I came back from my assembly, it was the last week of August, and that's when my brother collapsed.
Oh, man.
And it was a battle with him with the cancer. And that was he was like my father. He was wonderful. We had almost like close to a 1,500 to 1,700 people at his funeral, and
oh,
it was just, it's been like,
wow,
you know, it's been one thing after another, and I've been trying to recruit people, you know, and
you take it easy, Crystal.
Yeah, I am. I am.
We'll be praying for you, and condolences, and happy birthday, sweetie.
Yes, happy birthday to him.
Oh, you know, I didn't even realize that I'm in the emergency. And when they ask me, when they go, "What's your birthday?" And I said, they go, "Oh, happy birthday." I said, "What are you talking about?" They go, "Today." I said, "Oh my God." Didn't even, you know.
Well, don't look down. I always look up, Crystal. I always look up.
Yes, I am. I don't have the resurrection.
We can never understand everything that's going wrong. But one day it'll all be revealed. It's all for a reason.
Yeah, well, in the Bible, it tells us. And in Matthew's, in Psalms 37, very soon the wicked will perish, but the meek will inherit the earth. And everything we're going through, all right answers is right in Habakkuk. There are only three short chapters. And Zechariah. And that's like about the injustice and all these things, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you got on here late, you might want to download this call, because in the very beginning there was some good information that you might want to look into, and it's talking about the cabal, how they're taking down all of these leaders and the elites.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely good. I came in, but I said, well, let me just give you the call, and I'm so glad.
Yes, we're glad you came.
Maybe this
so Mike, I just want to ask you about... Okay, so I've been on Lost Horizons website. Is the book that you're talking about, Cracking the Code, Upholding
the
Law?
Cracking the Code.
Okay,
and... The new one is Upholding the Law.
Oh, the new one's Upholding the Law. The other one was Grandpa Really a Moron? that's the name of the other book.
I didn't read that one. I only read Cracking the Code.
Correct.
And I used a lot of information. I used a lot of information from him. And in fact, I always used my affidavits, and I signed them all with as private sector. And whenever anybody, any paperwork I fill out, it says, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" I cross that off, and I put in there no, and I also put them in the private sector.
Nice.
Private sector.
Well,
worker.
It's great. Thank you so much for everybody for all your shares. This is a good call, and it's 10 o'clock, and I think everybody's getting a night.
You said, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" You said no, and you
Correct.
Say you would, and you say what?
I'm a private. I'm a. I said no. I am not an American citizen. I'm in the private sector. I'm a private sector worker.
Okay.
Is that what it says in the book to do?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a section in there where it tells you how to word it with the private sector.
So that's the Cracking the Code book that
yeah.
he's talking
Are
about.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
No.
No.
No. Unless you can prove, can you, I told the IRS that, can you prove that I'm a United States citizen? Can you prove I'm under your jurisdiction? And how does your jurisdiction fall outside of Washington, D.C. and the enclaves? And the territories which you have jurisdiction over. I'm not employed by the government. I'm not an agent. I'm not part of the agencies. I'm not part of the state. I'm not part of the government.
Is that Watchdog? Is that you talking Watchdog, Mike?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Krieger's name is spelled K-R-E-A-G-E-R.
K-R-E-A-G-E-R.
Yep.
Laura, is that how it's spelled?
I'm looking for his name on here. Let me see.
Dave Krieger.
Let me see. Just a second. I'm just blowing it up so I can look at it. Let's see. Peter Eric Hendrickson is the author of Cracking the Code.
Oh, okay. Okay. Dave Krieger, he was on Rule of Law. I'm sorry.
It's Peter Eric Hendrickson is the guy that wrote
Eric.
Cracking the
okay.
Code.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Interesting.
No, that's okay. Don't worry.
Peter Eric Hendrickson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hendrickson. H E N D R I C K S O N.
D I R or D?
D R I C K S O N.
Okay.
Drickson.
Hendrickson. Okay, D R. Okay, Hendrick. Okay, very good.
But it's
yeah,
under Lost
so,
Horizons. Lost Horizons is the website, and it's correcting the code.
Okay. Right, that's one. Yeah, uh huh. Well, thanks a bunch, you guys.
Oh, yeah, great call.
Yeah, so let's meet next. I mean, well, next week is what is that? That's on
23rd.
Yeah, I don't know.
First, next week is the 21st, I think.
Oh, the 21st. That's not bad. Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll meet back.
Okay.
On the 21st.
You
anyway,
have a wonderful evening. It was wonderful talking to you.
You guys too.